Hello, folks. Here we are coming to you live from Livingston Academy, where your Lady Bobcats and your Bobcats are going to face off tonight against the Wildcats. We're looking for a really exciting night, our Lady Bobcats, when they face off against them earlier in the season. Looking back in November, they only won by 57-56 by 1 point. Bobcats, of course, come away with a big win. It was 30-something points, I do believe. I don't have it right in front of me. But it was a big win, all in all. Here we are, the girls. It's going to be a very exciting game. We look forward to be a tough, back and forth, fast-paced game. Here with me tonight, not only is it myself, but it's Johnny J. Man himself with us.
Hey, Delaney. Hey, Ralph's off tonight. Me and Delaney will be here bringing you all the action as we see it, and probably some other stuff we don't even see.
Well, I'm going to continue with anything, so just be prepared, step back. As Ralph would say, we don't say, we're going to say step back, get your diet drink, get your bag of chips, and get ready for a very good ball game coming at you. We're going to take a break, come back, and give you some rundown on the stats.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter Paints and the highest quality available with Bryant Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning Equipment. With Porter Paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric. Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Here we are, folks, coming back to you from Livingston Academy, where your Lady Bobcats and Bobcats are going to face off against the Lady Wildcats and the Wildcats. I'm going to turn it over to Johnny here, and he's going to give you the rundown of the role.
Okay, so the Lady Wildcats of Overton County, Livingston Academy, have number 20, that's Brady Melton, number 21, Kelsey Ray, number 1, Aston Savage, number 10, Callie Johnson, number 4, Erica Savage, number 32, Carson Hammock, number 3, J.C. Baltimore, number 23, Amy Rogers, number 12, Michaela Brown. Number 54, Katie West. Number 14, Kelly Lamb. Number 22, Leah Parker. Number 5, Aston Hicks. We're going to give the lineup as we had it the first go around. If there's any changes on that, we'll bring it to you. It'll be number 21, Kelly Ray. Number 3, J.C. Baltimore. Number 12, Michaela Brown. Number 54, Katie West. And number 13, Kelly Lamb. That'll be the starting five for the other academy. For the Pickett County Bobcats, the entire lineup is like this. You have number 34, Savannah Hammock. Number 33, Liz Logan. Number 23, Macy Krantz. Number 22, Andrew Fady. Number 20, Gracie Martin. Number 12, Emma Zachary. Number 1, Aaliyah Brown. Number 24, Alana Pudbury. Number 11, Jana Sterrell. Number 11, Abby Fett. Number 4, Courtney Pritchett. And double zero, Tristan McClellan. The starting five, your Pickett County Lady Bobcats will be double zero, Tristan McClellan. Number 4, Courtney Pritchett. Number 5, Abby Buck. Number 11, Jenna Thorough. And number 24, Lana Bibby. That'll be starting five for your Pickett County Lady Bobcats. Delaney didn't mention earlier, and I'll reiterate on that, that when the Lady Academy Wildcats came up to Pickett County, very close game, couldn't get it any closer. 56-57, Lady Bobcats coming out of Atlanta with that one. That night, Kelly Lamb had 23 points, and Michaela Brown had 14 points. Those were big point getters for the Lady Academy Wildcats team. They only shot 1 3-pointer in the whole game, so unless they improved on 3-point shots, they didn't take very many attempts or didn't hit them. They only had 1 3 in the whole game, so they're not a 3-point shooting team.
No, they're, I don't remember them hitting that many either. Now, your Lady Bobcats, we've got around the rim, Big Mac Tristan McClellan, she can hit the three. Of course, the famous Abby Buck, she can hit those threes. Courtney Bridget, she's known to hit some. Savannah Hammock, she's known to hit some. We've also got some freshmen on the team. Brown, I think that's her name. Yes.
Aaliyah Brown.
Aaliyah Brown, she can hit the threes. Liz Logan, she's known to hit the threes. So we've got several girls that can hit the three around the court, but not only do we have the ones that can hit the three-point range, we've got some that takes it right inside the hot spot and can score every
time. That's exactly right.
We've got several seniors on our team this year, and we look for one of the leaders, of course, on the team would be Trisha McClellan, who I hear has scored her 1,000 points.
Yes, that's correct.
Congratulations, Big Mac. Also, we've heard that she has signed with Bryan College.
Mm-hmm.
So, very excited to hopefully see some fame out of her in a college level. She's just a very talented girl all the way around, very social. Been great seeing her play the last few years. Sad to see her go, and also we've got four other ones that are leaving us. But anyway, we're going to take us another break, and we're going to get back to you.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
Welcome back, folks. Here we are again, coming to you from Livingston Academy, again where your Lady Bobcats and Bobcats are going to be facing off against the Lady Wildcats and the Wildcats. What are we looking to see tonight, Johnny?
Well, you know, it's going to be a touch-and-go situation. I mean, the Lady Bobcats have just come off of a big three-game win down in Richland, Tennessee, earlier, what was it, last week or week before last? I can't remember exactly the time. Leading teams down there, like some of them, were 35 points. So, you know, hopefully we'll carry it over here tonight and meet this LA team here.
Very good. I agree. I'm like you. It's going to be touch and go. It will be a fast pace coming from both teams. Both teams are covered with talent. Like I said, we beat them by 1 point back in November. So we definitely know what to expect coming out here tonight. They're at home, and they're going to play at home.
Yes, I hope that, you know, I'm nothing of a coach. I didn't even play basketball. I'm going to get on the team. Lots of out of games. But the thing about it is what I'm hoping to see here tonight, the Lady Bobcats, is that they will get out, take control of this ball game, get a good comfortable lead, and just keep coming on and coming on and pulling on and never look back and come out here with victory tonight. You know, if we ever dig us a hole with this Livingston team, this will be tough for us.
I agree. The Lady Bobcats are going to come out here tonight. They're going to have to come out here full force, take it in, score, get the rebounds, offense, defensively. They're just going to have to play an all-around good game tonight to come out with a win against Livingston Academy. And I'm only saying that not because of the talent, but because we are playing at home. So the Lady Wildcats know what to do. Of course, they got their crowd going to be backing them. It's going to get loud in here. We're looking here at a ref in front of us, and we've got Luke Dykus with us tonight. We thought we would never see him again. Thought he was going to go college on us, but luckily we still get to see him a few times.
Luke Dykus, fine man. I mean, you know, it don't take long to take a liking to him. Just, you know, his personality, just his whole makeup, you know, you can't keep him liking old Luke.
Yep, he's just a really good ref. I hope he needs to rev off on a few of the other ones that's out here that's not so good. Teach him some things.
Let's take a little break, and we'll be right back.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
The family of the First Baptist Church in Byrdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Bridgetown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats.
Welcome back, folks. Here we are from the Cleveland from Lou Beeson Academy, where your Bobcats are going to be facing off against the Wildcats. I just want to talk to you a little bit about upcoming games that we've got coming on. Not only are we playing tonight, we're going to play tomorrow night against your... we're going to play at home tomorrow night against Clinton County, Albany, Kentucky. And then we're going to come back on the 8th and play at Salina against the Clay County Bulldogs.
David, that's I'm going to interrupt you, but that's a game tomorrow night, big rivalry game, you know, between the Bulldogs and the Lady Bobcats and Bobcats and Lady Bulldogs. It's going to be a big, you know, I think there'll be a lot of people that'll be a packed house.
You know, we've not played them in a couple of years, have we?
It's been a while.
It's been a while. So this definitely, right across the state line there, they come over and it gets heated really quick. They bring the whole crowd with them. Again, we play on the 8th. Which will be Friday night in Salina against the Clay County Bulldogs. That will be a district game. That's going to be a big game for girls and for our boys. Then we don't play again. We've got almost 2 weeks break before we play in Gainesboro against Jackson County. That's another one of our big district games that we have coming up, and that's going to be on the 22nd. Again, that's going to be in Gainesboro at Jackson County. We play on the 23rd at home against East Robertson at 4:30 p.m., and that's on the 23rd against East Robertson. That, we play them usually. That's a game that we play in the region.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually a team that comes up to the region that we play against. And they've got a pretty good crowd and a pretty good team that comes up to it. So we've got two big games coming up the rest of the week, and then we're going to have a two-week break, so you'll get to sit back, get your voice back from yelling at all these games you're going to be at this week, and then when we come back, you'll be ready to get fired up again and play. We got two games back-to-back, and then one at home on Clay County on the 29th, so those three big games in that week coming back. All right, folks, we're going to take a break and come back to you.
B&K Buy-Right and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Amonette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonette at 606-688-0913.
Here we are, folks. Welcome back to Livingston Academy.
All right, getting ready to introduce the starting five. They're both squads tonight as the Pickett County Bobcats are here at the Livingston Academy Gymnasium, where they're going to be taking in the Lady Wildcats of Livingston Academy. Lady Bobcats 56-59 in the season, by Taylor Park, 57-52. Introducing the starting five for the Bobcats, 7-0, Christian McCollum. Number 11, Janice Farrell. Number 24, Alana Aubrey. Number 5, Abby Buck. And number 4, Courtney Pritchett. The starting five for your Pickett County Lady Bobcats. And now, getting ready to start the five for the Rollo Rubik's Recovery. Bobcats, that's going to be number 13, Kelly Lamb. Number 3, J.C. Baltimore. Number 12, Michaela Brown. Okay, so remember, number 21, that's going to be Kelsey Williams. And number 54, Katie West. That's a starting five for the L.A. Livingston Academy Wildcats.
Those teams are looking very excited coming out here right now.
Getting ready for the championship, just a second, Elaine.
I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm already excited. 3 palms and all.
I like this band music.
It was really good. I was thinking that exact same thing. I really like that band. That's faster than I, both sides.
All right, we're going to have a very old Jennifer. She's going to dress up against number 14, Jesse E. Lamb. By luck, we go to your Lady Bobcat. Newbury stepped on the line. He's going to go see the Lady Bobcat. It's a ball into Lamb. Lamb's going to take it up. She's going to drive right down into the hot spot. Goes up against Newbury. She needs to bring down Bridget. Oh, it's taken away by, is that Baltimore? Yes, Baltimore's thrown away. Lady Bobcat's going to get it back. The Lady Wildcats are going to pick them up. That's a half court. Big Mac Sonic gets it up top. She's going to penetrate over on the right side. She's going to take it all the way down. Tries to pass it. She does. The Princess pushes it. And she misses, but Big Mac gets the rebound. The Pearl brings it up. She gets it to Pearl. Pearl hands it off to McClellan. McClellan passes inside the Princess. Princess is going to turn, pass it back up to Milbury at the free throw line. And she misses, rebound Lamb. Lamb gets it up to Ray. Ray passes it down to Baltimore. Baltimore gets it underneath to Brown. Brown shoots. He misses. Coming away with this big match. That should have been a foul. Should have been a foul on Baltimore. Nothing called. It's knocked out of bounds and stays with the Lady Bobcat. McClellan brings it down, gets it across that court line. She's going to take it all the way in, and that is going to be a foul against Baltimore. It's going to be her first. Pearl's going to inbound it on the side. She gets it in to McClellan. McClellan takes it over on the left side. Pass inside to Princess. She's got her girl behind her. She sees it. She knows. Very good. Very good. She got Lamb behind her and just laid it right up there. Your Lady Bobcats picked up full court. Brown's got it. Gets it over to Baltimore on the right side in the corner. She goes back up top to Lamb. Lamb drives in the high spot. Shoot. It's in there. McClellan got it. Can't keep it down here to butt. They'll get to preach it. That's all for 30. Got it. Pass all the way up here to Brown. Over to Baltimore. She's going to drive it in underneath. Tries to get it on baseline, but she stops. She gets it back up top to Ray. Ray's got it up top. Gets it to Lamb on the right side. Lamb penetrates to the free throw line. She's going to bring it back up and set it. Oh, McClellan almost takes it away, but she gets it to Ray in time. Passes over to Baltimore on the right side. Back up top to Lamb. Lamb's looking for someone underneath. She passes over to Ray. Ray gets it back up top to Baltimore. To Brown. She shoots. Misses. Long rebound to McClellan. McClellan drives in. Shoots. Nothing there. Oh. Out of bounds on Lamb. It's going to stay with the Lady Bobcats. 5:42 left remaining in the first quarter. Your Bobcats 5, Wildcats 2. Ball inbounded underneath the floor. In there. It's a little jumper. You've got that, Lord. Ready to shot the ball. Passes all the way down to Baltimore. She gets it back up top to Brown. Oh, she's blocked. She's blocked. Knocked out of bounds by Lamb. The Bobcats are going to inbound it here across the half court line. Gets it to McClellan. Defeated, isn't it, Johnny?
Lady Bobcats up 7-2. 5 minutes to go in the first.
Pearl's got the ball, penetrates underneath, passes it to Mark, but it's knocked away, but she saves it, and then finds it for Courtney Christian in there.
How to play that one. Quickly, L.A. calls the timeout.
5:09 left in the first quarter. Your Lady Bobcats are up 9-2-2.
The lady was right on when you said there's going to be a lot of action, heated action, because they got off the get-go right when the ball was up for the jump and not slowed down since.
And it slowed down, and I don't know if the people at home can hear this, but the crowd from both sides is just overwhelming. That may be the kicker tonight. Maybe the crowd's involvement. I like it when it's like this. I don't like it when there's a 30-point lead. Ain't nothing to talk about, and I get tired of looking at you.
Well,
All right, folks, here we come. Coming back to you. Wildcats are going to inbound it long, and your Lady Bobcats have picked them up full court. Lamb shot the ball. Picked up by double teams, and she finally gets rid of it. Baltimore's got it. She's going to take it down. Got to pull it back up. Gets it to Ray. Ray gets it back to Baltimore in the corner. She passes in two. Ray shoots and misses. McClellan and gets the rebound. She's going to take it all the way down. Pass underneath to Buck. Buck brings it way up top to Bilber. Bilber in the corner to fall. Pearl pin face in. She gets it back up to Buck. Buck's thinking about the three-pointer. Passes it off to McClellan. McClellan's got it up top. She gets it over to Pritchett. Pritchett's got it on the right side. She's looking underneath. She gets it in the corner to fall. Pearl's going to penetrate in. Hands it off to Bilber. Bilber gets it back to McClellan. She's going to set up a play. Over on the right side to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to take it. Turn. Oh. And dive in. She hits his rebound layup. That was a good play. Lamb's going to drive it. Pulls up a little jumper. It's in there. McClellan's got it. She's going to push it all the way down. Gets it back up top to it. Mark's going to fire it off. Ah, he knocked. Nope. A little off on that. Ball up to Ray. Ray gets it over here to Brown. Brown all the way over to Baltimore on the right side. She's looking underneath. Pass underneath to Lamb. Lamb shoots. He misses. It's going to be a rebound by Pritchett. Pritchett's going to push it down. Pritchett takes it down in the corner on the left side. Pass it top to Buck. Buck gets it over to McClellan. McClellan pin takes to the free. To the free throw. She's passing to Bilber. And Bilber, they got a little confusion there. We've got Ray with it over on the, she's wide open. Get the Baltimore back to Ray. She's going to follow that three. No, she's off. Oh, got to catch that one. Throw it out all the way in. She's not for that long rebound, but Buck gets it. She's going to follow that three-pointer. Yep. This is it. It's going to be Brown for the rebound. She gets it to Lamb. Lamb takes it down. She's going to drive pass underneath the wall. She shoots and she's leaving in and she's going to be fouled. Notice on that left eye, your Lady Bobcat. Going to be, again, Bilber, and that's going to be her first. They're kind of slow to get down there and had to foul after the fact. We got Wells at the line. She's going to shoot one. 4:51 late in the first quarter. Her shot's up. Good. Number 32, Hammock, has come in for West. McClellan's going to push it down. Oh, that was a foul right off the bat against three Baltimore. That's two on her.
Got Parker in the lineup now.
Pass inside to Pritchett. Oh, she loses it, but gets it back. Oh, there's going to be a jump ball on the floor, and it's going to stay with your Bobcat. Bob passes inside the foul. Foul up top to Pritchett. Pritchett gets it back to Pearl over on the right side. Passes to Bilber. Back to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to penetrate in. Brings it back up to Bilber. Bilber's going to take it in. She hands it to Buck. Left into Big Matt McClellan. Down to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to turn shoot. No foul called. Out of bounds on your Lady Wildcat. It's going to stay with your Lady Bobcat. Getting very aggressive down there. Bilber gets it to Pearl. Pearl to Buck. But passes inside. That's a lot. That was her cup. And she ball rolls around the rim and rolls out. Big Mac McCauley gets the rebound and she's far from behind him. That goes against number 22, Lee Parker. That's going to be her first. And McCauley's going to go to the line to shoot two. First shot up. Good. She's got a very high percentage on shooting free throws.
Yes.
She's going to get one more, 2:14 left in the first quarter. Take a shot. Good. We've got Hammett coming in from Pritchett. St. Vanny Lamb got it. Oh, he walked with that. Ray's got it. She's going to shoot a three-pointer. In and out. Rebound is number 32. Hammy, she shoots, misses. Hammy comes away with it, gets it to Pearl. Pearl pulls up a little jumper inside. She misses. McCollum in 93, but she's 81 of the ball. That's where Mick Mack is. Ray's got the ball. She's going to take it down. She passes over here to Brown. Brown gets it to Lamb. Lamb under to Brown. She turns. She's going to be fouled by Alana Bibbrin. That's going to be her second foul. Minute 36 left in the first. Your score is your Wildcats 11, Wildcats 9. Well, we had Brown at the line to shoot one. She shot, missed it. Lady Wildcats was on the other side. She ran down, got all the way down and scored. Got it. Got that game. Let's got the ball over on the left side to get you this top to Pearl. Pearl gets it back to Mark. Over to Lady a little bit. Gets it to Mick Mack. McCollin. She's going to set it up. She takes it over on the left side. She drives in. Shoots. Start over. It stays with the Bobcats. Member is going to sit down and preach it coming in. Pass inside to preach it. Knock out of bounds on your Lady Bobcats again. Stays with the Lady Bobcats. I don't know what just happened. Lady Bobcats had the ball inbound, and then they changed it over to the Lady Wildcats. The lady's got the ball. She's going to drive it all the way down. She gets it back up top to Brown. Brown to Lamb. Lamb gets it over to Parker. Touched by Lamb. That's it. Nice. Pritchett comes away with it. Pritchett's pushed it all the way down in the corner to Pearl. She's wide open. She's going to shoot a three. Nope. That's going to be a rebound by Mark. We definitely got some spin checks that needs to be called out there. Big Mac's got it up top. She's going to go down to the last shot of the corner with 20 seconds left. We got 10 seconds, and then there's some movement up top. Here we go. It's time. Big Mac drives it all the way in. Lays it in. And at the end of the first, your Lady Wildcats 13, your Lady Wildcats 11. We're going to take a break. Come back, please.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Breuer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breuer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breuer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
Starting on the second one. Lady Wildcats are going to get the inbound of the ball. Ball inbound to Lamb. Lamb drives down. She's going to get it in the corner to Parker. She shoots a three. It's in there. Somebody just throws up and I'm going to kick me in the head. I know who it is now. I'm taking him out after the game. Lady Wildcats inbounded underneath her goal. Inbounded to Parker. And there's going to be a foul again. That's going to go against 21 Ray. That's going to be her second, her first. Pearl's going to go to the... Well, they said second. Just saying. First shot up by Pearl. Good. You gonna get one more shot. Take some on play. Good. We're taking bounces every day of the week.
Gracie Martin in the lineup. Buck takes a seat.
To get the ball in. The Brown Brown just pushes it down. Head up. Pass over to Baltimore. Pop to Lamb. Lamb gets it back out to Brown. She's going to shoot a long three. Rebound, Gracie Martin. She was running there at that one. Jalen's got the ball drive down. Blocked over by Baltimore. That's going to go against, of course, that's going against Gracie Martin, but that was pretty good.
She took a hard lick there.
She took a hard lick. Lamb gets the ball. Tried to get it in. Finally gets it in to Baltimore, back to Lamb. Lamb gets it over on the left side to Brown. Brown gets it back to Lamb. Gets it to Hammock. Hammock shoots. Another rebound. That ball comes down with it. She gets it up to McCollum. McCollum up top to Martin over on the left side to Hammock. Hammock passes in the corner to McCollum. That's underneath to Pritchett. Pritchett shoots. They're going to call a drop ball. It's going to be the Bobcat. We got Carl sitting down, but coming in. Martin's holding her side there. Pass underneath the Pritchett. She shoots. Nothing out of it. Hammock gets the rebound. Hammock's going to take it up. Going to call a hole on 22. Parker, that's going to be her second. Pass inside to Hammock. Hammock passes over to Martin. That's top on the right side down in the corner to Hammock. And it's going to take it in. Pass it pops to McClellan. She's going to pop at three.
We take it back more than that, please.
Baltimore's got it. Double team. She finally gets it over to Parker. Parker gets underneath. That's going to be a pop. Oh, she was as stern as she could be. They're going to call that against McClellan. That's going to be her first. She's got Brown going to the line. 6.29 left in the second quarter. First shot up. She gets it. Wildcats are up 18. You Lady Wildcats 14. Left is coming in for Parker. Brown's going to get one more at the line. Shot up. Good. Ball in down to McClellan. Don't push it down. Guys underneath. Pass it out to Pritchett. Reach it up top to Hammock. She's going to shoot a three. Lamb gets it to Baltimore. Baltimore's double team. She finally gets it up the left. Let's get it over to Brown. She's going to pull up a little jumper. It's in there. That's pushing that ball all the way down. She's wide open and shoots and misses. We're going to call another foul on Gracie Martin. That's going to be her second. Now I'm telling you, that Gracie Martin is the hustling little defense player that I've seen. We've got several, but she's a really good defense player.
We've got Lily Brown in the lineup for the Bobcats, Lady Bobcats.
Oh, almost knocked away by Hammock. So now with this Baltimore, Baltimore gets it down to Lamb. Lamb pulls up a jumper outside. She misses, rebound, little Lily Brown. That's definitely going to be a foul. They even fall on top of her. That goes against number 12, Michaela Brown. That's going to be her first. Team 7, so we'll be shooting a 1-1. Johnny, a 1-1. 5:47 left in the second period. Lady Bobcats are up 21-17. First shot up by Brown.
Good.
Second shot. Good. He's a southpaw. Did I mention that? I like him southpaw. All right, ball inbound is to Ray. Ray scores. She's trying to put me in, coach. She's trying to put me. I can't play right now. I've got to call this game. Well, in Bonnie Brown got it up top. Get it back to Buck over on the right side. She just goes to turn around and she misses. Going to be rebounded by Brown. Brown's going to take it all the way down. He hands it off to Ray. Ray gets it up top to Hammock. Hammock gets it over here to Baltimore on the left side. She passes inside. Oh, well, she did. It's in there. She got the roll. But brings the ball down. Passes in to Farrell. She's open. Lay that in there. Ray's got it. She passes all the way up here. She almost catches out of bounds, but it's safe. Brown's got it. Going to pull up a little jumper. Rebound Hammock. Hammock, she fell. This time, our Hammock comes away with it. Hammock takes it down. Oh, she carried the ball. All right. We've got some subbing coming in. Big Mac back in. Earl, Pritchett, Brown, and Muck. Ball embedded to Brown. Gets it back to Lamb. Lamb's going to take it all the way in. Pass underneath to West. She shoots and scores. Ball pass down to Farrell underneath. Gets it back up top to Brown. Brown passes underneath to Pritchett. Pritchett goes, shoots. And going to call a foul on Lamb. That's going to go with her first. So, Frick is going to go blind to shoot 21.
Took the basket away.
So, she's going to shoot two. Frick is at the line. First shot up. Good. She gets one more. 4:32 left in the second quarter. Your Lady Bobcats up 26-21. Second shot on its way. Good.
Lady Bobcats up 27-21.
Knocked it out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Lady Bobcats. Lamb trying to get it in. Finally gets it into Baltimore. Gets it down the corner to Ray. Ray gets it back up. Oh, she skipped on that.
Yep, she did.
Baltimore's got it again. Pass inside to West. West up top to Brown. She's going to shoot a two-pointer. No, she's way short. She's shortcutting a shot of three. Bridget's got that ball. Gets it down to McClellan. McClellan drives in. Passes out to Farrell. Farrell drives in. Oh, she's a little too high, but Big Macar gets the rebound.
Oh, that's
they called it a white ball, and the layer's standing out of time with it.
Yeah.
Standing out. Goodness gracious. All right, so we'll take it back. She's getting ball, Gracie Martin.
There you
good
go.
Job. Gracie Martin still hitting her. Lays it in. Baltimore's got the ball. She pulls up, finally gets it to Ray. Ray passes over to Lamb. Lamb passes over to Brown. She passes to West, back to Brown. Brown gets it up top to Ray. But these girls have got a little scabbiness on their face. The Lady Wildcats, they don't know what they're doing. I like it. Lamb gets it up top of the key. Gets it over to Ray. Ray gets it to Baltimore up top. Gets it to West. Ray passes down to Lamb and overthrows it.
I'm not going to call any numbers, but I'll tell you what. Little Martin won't take much more than love hose from that girl because she just won't do it.
No, she won't. She'll take her to the ground in a few minutes. McClellan drives all the way in, lays it up. Oh, she misses the 405. Yeah. It's going to be a foul.
That's for sure.
That goes against number 5, 6. Is that right?
Yes.
Number 5? I don't have a number 5.
I got it.
6? I didn't see a number 5 in there. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, what's that one?
There, Baltimore, number 3. I didn't see a 5 in there.
Hayson Hicks is number 5.
Yeah, but there's not a 5 in. Hey, we're a little confused on what he called. Maybe he said, I don't know, 54? Ray's got the ball. Gets it up top to Lamb.
He passes underneath to Parker. Parker shoots the reaches and ends up being blessed over the back. If that was Wes that went number 54. Okay.
That's where we got mixed up with the five. Eh?
Yeah. Chris is at the line. She's going to shoot one and one. First shot up. Good. I'm telling you, our Lady Bobcats has got pretty free throw shots. Wes is going to sit down, and number 32, Hammock, coming back in. Chris is going to get one more, 3 minutes plus in the second. Lady Bobcats at 10. Second shot up. Good. Up 11, 32 to 21. Ray gets them all, passes all the way down to Brown. Oh, underneath the Hammock. She's wide open. Lays that in. McClellan gets the ball underneath the foul, but she throws it too low, and it comes out through foul sin. Lady Wildcats got it. Lamb gets it in the corner to Parker. Pass all the way up to Brown. Brown gets it to Ray, gets it up top to Lamb. Lamb passes over to Hammock. Oh, Hammock, she blocks that shot. Ray's got it up top. Gets it over to Lamb. Lamb drives in, she's going to be a charge.
Who's going to 14?
That's going to go against Lamb. Lamb's got tears in her eyes on that one. That's going to be her second. Hammock's in for Martin. Hammock inbounds it to McClellan. McClellan runs it down. She's just going to take it inside, pass in the corner to Bush for a three. Oh! Rebound Lamb. They're going to... Well, yeah, they're going to call her for a foul. I thought they'd call her for a jump ball. I told you I didn't like him.
And we're shooting one and one.
Lamb going to the line. And Big Mac's going to have to sit down.
I can't see for a opponent there. Which number is that?
That's 14, Lamb.
14.
Shot up. No, rolls in and out. Rebound Hammock. Hammock gets it over to Martin. Martin passes off the game. Wide open. Count that. Back at him. Ray's got the ball. Ray passes all the way over here to Parker. Parker drives in the hot spot. Underneath to Hammock. She misses. Parker gets the rebound. Back up top to Ray. A minute and 45 left. Folks, it's heated here. Let me tell you. First half like this, I hate to see what the second half's going to be. Pass underneath. Put back. Oh, we're going to call a block. He turned that ball around and knocked her down, and you're going to call a block on that. Oh, I don't like it at all. Straight is Gracie Martin. We've got Brown at the line.
I believe Martin's right about all she can take that.
I believe the next foul she gets, it's going to be well-deserved. We've got Preachin' up at the thing, and they're fighting against her on that. Down to Gracie Martin. Martin all the way down to Mike. Oh, it's stolen away by Brown. Brown passes to Ray. Ray pushing it down. She gets it down the corner to Parker. Parker up top to Lamb. Now pushed away by Mack. That Lamb drives down.
Oh, look at a little mark.
Drop on Preachin' on this one. I'm telling you, we've got two refs going against us on this. That's going to be Prince's first. Lamb's going to go back to the line to shoot two. This is not going our way on the way the refs are calling these fouls tonight. Martin's going to sit down, and Brown's coming in. Lamb's going to get one more. Shot up. No, no good. Rebound Hammock. Hammock's going to push it down. Pushes it down to Brown. Brown back up top to Hammock. She's going to pop that three. Count it. All right. All up to Brown. Brown gets it over to Ray. Ray down to Brown. Underneath. She passes underneath. Out of back. Oh, I thought it was out on Hammock, but it must have been out on Pearl Foot.
You got a long three for Hammock there, wasn't it?
Yes. Long three. She was 3 steps past back this side of the three-point line, wasn't she?
Yep.
Ray's going to inbound it underneath her goal. She finally gets it in.
Now, Hammy came and gets it back to Ray. She's up top to set it up. Tina takes over on the right side. Passes up top to Brown. Brown's going to try to take it down. Turns underneath. She gets that. Rebound pushes. That's going to be a foul on number 22, Parker. Nope, that goes against 54. West, that's her third. You got 40 seconds left in the second quarter. Your Lady Bobcats 37. The Wildcats 24.
I tell you, the Lady Bobcats are going to the boards, I think, real good right now and playing a good defense.
We talked about the rebounding for sure. Preakett's first shot up. Good. We mentioned that in order for them to stay ahead on this game down here, they're going to have to get the rebounds and just take it to the goal, and they've done exactly that. Preakett's second shot on its way. Good. Count it.
Make it 39-24. Lady Bobcats up.
Parker's got the ball. Like I said, your Lady Bobcats are full court pressing them a half since the beginning of the first quarter, and they're still not worn out. Ray's got the ball, penetrates over on the right side, passes down to Parker, inside to West. West has to get it back out to Parker, goes up against Preakett, can't do it. Gets it to Hammock, Hammock gets it to Brown. Brown brings it back up to Ray. You've got 19 seconds left in the second inning, quarter. Shoots away, Brown got it. Brown takes it down, she's going to pull it back out. Shot, 9 seconds. Lizzie's going to take it in, all the way in, count it! At the end of the second, folks, your Lady Bobcats 41, your Lady Wildcats 24. We'll take a break and come back to you.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center, providing the best medical care for this area.
Here we are, folks, back at you live here from your Livingston Academy, where your Lady Bobcats have went in at the halftime controlling this game 42-24. I'm going to turn it over to Johnny. Let's give you some points here.
Okay, for the Lady Wildcats of Livingston Academy, you have Carson Hannick with 2, Michaela Brown with 5, Katie West with 9, Keely Lamb with 5, and Leah Parker with 3 for a total of 24. For the Pickett County Lady Bobcats, Tristan McCullough on 7, Courtney Pusher with 14, Jennifer Pearl with 10, Aaliyah Brown with 2, Basie Martin with 2, Savannah Hammock with 6, for a total of 41. Delane, in the end of the first quarter, the Lady Bobcats were up for 2, 13-11. And this quarter, they really turned the heat up, outscoring the Lady Wildcats by 15, 28-13 in this second quarter. But that put them up 42-24, and what a game this has turned out to be in the first half.
Exactly, Johnny. What they need to do is come back out here at the beginning of the third, and they just need to keep running the score. Just running it right on up. I'm telling you what, this crowd on both sides, we're actually facing the Livingston Academy, and it's full. And I can just turn around behind me, and Pickett County definitely come down to support their teams tonight.
Sure.
We've even got Clark Green's coach, Lamar Rogers, and what's the boys' coach's name? My boy, totally blank. They're even here supporting your Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. I say they're not here to support, but they're here.
They're here to watch. They're here to scout.
They're scouting us out tonight. All right, folks, we're going to take us another break and come back at you.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter paints and the highest quality available with Bryant heating, ventilating, and air conditioning equipment. With Porter paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric. Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says, go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
All right, here we go, folks, coming back at you. We can't hear ourselves think.
Archive.
It is loud, and that man is amazing.
Sounds good. Sounds real good.
You people of Livingston Academy that listens to Johnny and I want to take the man back home with us, dress him up in black and gold. Again, we're coming from you here live, waiting on the third quarter to start with your Lady Bobcats men up 42-24. They've come out on the go. We were up by two at the end of the first. We came out the second one, and I don't know what in the world happened to them, but they got a fire under them, and honey, it's still burning.
That's right. Hey, I might mention the sponsors for the 2015-16 basketball season. You have Dr. Terry Riley, First Baptist Church, Birchtown, Del Hollow Shell, Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, Albany Plumbing and Electric, People's Bank and Trust, Brian Cross Carpentry, Brown Funeral Chapel, Jackson Time, Friars Auto Spot, Milestone Physical Therapy, Birchtown Medical Center, B&K Byright Grocery. That's the entire sponsorship for the 2015-16 basketball season. I want to thank each and every one of those folks for sponsoring the Lady Bobcats and Bobcats, and that way we were able to bring these games to you. You can listen to us the next day broadcast, usually around 12:30. That varies from time to time, but most usually around 12:30 at 100.9 Stereo FM WAMY out of Albany, Kentucky. Or you can listen to us on HRN Cable Channel 10 right here out of Ogden County. Most usually every night that we're at a ball game, you can listen to us live on that station right there. I want to thank all those folks for helping support the Lady Bobcats and Bobcats.
Thank you. Thank you.
Come back out on the court here. You hear the crowd. They're right in it. See, this makes me think about being down at nurses for almost like a... You getting out the same idea?
Yeah.
Crowd's good getting into it. Hollering for the Lady Bobcats to come back down on the floor. So, usually the Lady Bobcats, they do good during the third quarter. I hope enough Chiefs are saying that. Let's see what happens here, because they're up 42-24 here in the first half. And, boy, they've turned this into a game, I'm telling you.
Yes, they have. Folks, we've got just about a minute and a half before this starts. We're going to take us another break and come back at you live starting in the third quarter.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Birdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
Welcome back, folks. Here we are. We're getting ready to start off this third quarter, and your Lady Wildcats is going to get the ball. Inbound, and it's going to be Baltimore. He gets it into Lamb. Lamb's got it over on the right side. Penetrates down, brings it back up, passes all the way across to Baltimore. Baltimore gets it down in the corner to Brown, back up top to Ray. Ray's going to set it up, gets it to Brown, gets it back to Ray. Ray passes into Lamb. Lamb's got it up top over on the right side to Baltimore. Baltimore back to Ray. Ray gets it down to Baltimore. All the way across to Ray. Ray in the corner to Brayton Hammock. Back up top to Brown. Brown passes over to Baltimore. She's going to drive underneath, brings it back up top to Lamb.
Defense
is on him. Ray's open, though. She's going to take a three. It's in there. You know, we talked about them not hitting that many threes, and they've hit a couple of them.
Yes, it's true.
We got Mug with it over on the right side, passes over to Pearl. Pearl's going to drive in, gets it back to Mug. She's going to shoot that three. Yeah. All right, now that's the first one she's had tonight, so here we go. She's off. Brown gets the ball. She drives underneath. Pearl, you put nothing there. The rebound is going to be Bibber. Bibber gets it to Pearl. Pearl's going to pass underneath. Yeah, lay up on the left side. They pick him up to the court all the way up here to Baltimore. Baltimore passes over to Brown on the left side. He gets it to Ray. Ray passes it top to Lamb. Lamb gets it over to Baltimore, pass inside to Hammock. Down in the corner to Brown, back up to Ray. Ray's going to set it up again.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Gets it back to Brown, up top to Lamb. Lamb gives it to Baltimore. Baltimore passes in. Tries to hand it and gives it to Lamb. She shoots, nothing there. Shoots again, finally rolls in.
That's going to give the score. They just scored two, so Lady Bobcats 47-29.
Well, and gets it over to Bibbery on the right side. Bibbery gets it up top to back, hands it back to Bibbery. Bibbery gets it over to McClellan. McClellan's going to set it up. He penetrates over on the right side up top. Passes it to Buck. Buck gets it to Bibbery. Bibber gets it to McClellan. He's going to set it up again. Gets it over to Bibber inside to Pritchett. Pritchett fakes a shot. Nothing there. Rebound Ray. Oh, almost just away by Pearl. She gets it to Brown. Brown gets it to Lamb. I think she walked. Baltimore's got it over on the left side.
Oh,
up top. Gets it back to Brown. Brown's going to pull a little jumper on the baseline down there. Nope, she misses. Rebound Buck. Buck's coming out with it. But passes down to Pearl. Pearl shoots it. Yeah. Ray's got it. Oh, Ray. Knock it away. Pearl gets it too much. Oh, Buck shoots too hard. Lamb comes over with it. Lamb takes it. Oh, there it is. Yep. Gets it over to Hammock. Hammock takes it. Shoots. That's enough. Pritchett gets the rebound. Pritchett's going to take it down. Pass up top to Bibber. Over to Buck. Buck into Pritchett. Underneath to a big man! Going to have a timeout here on you, Lady Wildcats. So it's 4:32 left in the third quarter. You Lady Wildcats 51, your Wildcats 29. Johnny, they have come out like we thought they would.
Yeah, full timeout.
We're going to take a little break, come back to you.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
All right, folks, here we are coming back. Your Lady Wildcats is going to get them all inbounded, and Lady Wildcats will pick them up the whole court. Here we go. They get them all inbounded to Baltimore. Baltimore pushes it down. She gets it over to Brown on the left side, back to Baltimore. Baltimore up top to Lamb. Lamb gets it down to Hammock. Back up top to Baltimore. Almost didn't know what she was doing there. Ray's got it. Ray passes over to Lamb. She's going to penetrate down, trying on the inside. It's in there. McClellan's got the ball. She's going to drive it in. Oh, and it's kind of knocked away by Hammock. On the way to this Brown. Brown gets it to Ray up top to Lamb. And passes over to Baltimore. Baltimore's looking for the inside pass. Nothing there. She's going to bring it back up. She passes over to Brown. Brown up top to Hammock over to Baltimore. She's going to take a three-pointer. That looks good. Oh,
Curtis just got it over on the right side. He gets it up top to Buck for a three. Now, it's in front of the rim. Now, rebound long by Lamb. Lamb's going to run it down. He's going to set it up. He gets it over to Baltimore. Baltimore back to Lamb. Lamb over to Ray. Down to Brown on the left. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Ray's going to set it up. Passes over on the right to Baltimore. Baltimore up top to Hammock. Hammock over to Brown. He's open for a three. That's all. That's going to be a big bounce ball. Didn't even touch the rim or the net on that one. Up top, Chris is wide open for a three. Count it! Lamb to get the ball inbound. She gets it inbound to Brown. Brown gets it up to Ray. Ray down to Baltimore. Baltimore hands it back to Ray up top to Lamb. Lamb over to Bush. Oh, throw knocks it away. Out of bounds on you, Lady Bobcats, but that's all right. We like that hustle. I think they've got the air on in here. I can feel it blowing right up my back. Brown gets it inbounded to Ray. Oh, almost knocked it away by McClellan. Oh, pass inside to Lamb. Lamb turns. Nope, she don't get the ball this time. That's going to be a foul on Lamb. She kind of flashed at it after the pass. That's going to be her third. McClellan's going to walk it down. Great, gets it across half court line up top D. Pass underneath the foul. Wide open. Ball in front of Ray. Ray gets it to Brown. Brown passes down to Baltimore. Or they don't want, they sure don't want, they forgot to turn the clock on. They don't want Kim Mountain going over there. She's liable to give Mr. What is his name? Robert, Ralph. Give Ralph a run for his money. Down in the corner to Hammock. Pass underneath to Lamb. Lamb's going to drive it inside the high spot. Shoot! No, missed that, and it's going to be a foul again. That's going to go against Pritchett. Her third, her second. Lamb's at the line. She's going to shoot two. First shot up. Good. She's going to get one more. Minute 59 left in the third. Taking one up. Good. Clellan's going to run it down. She passes out to Pritchett. Oh, Pritchett gets it over to Buck. Buck's going to shoot a three. Now she's a little off on that one. Bring down Brown. I just noticed the Clay County coaches over there. They're here too, scouting us. They want our players. Lamb got it up top. She passes underneath to Ray. Ray back to Lamb. Hands it off to Ray. Pass to Baltimore down to Lamb. Lamb up top to Hammy for rolling the free throw. Now that's off.
Lady Bobcats up 56-36 with a minute 23 to go in the third.
McClellan's going to get it across the half court line, take it down to the top of the key, pin stretch over on the right, comes back left, pass underneath. This time it's going to be picked off by Hammy, and gets it to Ray. Ray runs it down. She knocked out of bounds for a foul. Ray on the leg, and it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to come back to you, Lady Bobcats.
Can't say enough about this defense tonight that Lady Bobcats are playing.
Yeah, no, they're playing really good. I'm putting my coat on. I'm freezing. McClellan hands it off to Buck. Buck hands it over to McClellan over on the right side. She drives underneath. Oh, and it's stripped away by Brown. Coming away with it to Lamb. They're wanting a foul, and they're finally going to get it. That's going to be a foul against McClellan.
Her third.
That's going to be her third. Hammock coming in for McClellan. We've got Ray with it, pin stretch over on the right side. He's going to pull up a three. It's in there.
They only hit one up at Pickett County in the finale. They already got 4 3-pointers.
Yep. Earl's got the ball up top. You got 25 seconds left in your third quarter.
Coach Smith is calling signals, calling plays.
It's going to be a holding foul on number 3, Baltimore, I think. Yep. That goes, that's our third. Ball inbounded to Hammock. Hammock gets it back to Pearl. Pearl gets it to Preachit. Preachit drives all the way in. Oh, she's a little too hard. She gets her own rebound, goes back up, nothing called. Gets her own rebound, goes back, nothing called. This time foul goes up, there's going to be a foul called against number 54, West. That's going to be her fourth. So Pearl's going to go to the line to shoot two. First shot up. Down it. Martin's back in for a buck. And Big Mac's going to sit down. Brown's in. Got Logan coming in. Saw that by Pearl. Nope, she missed. Rebound Lamb. Lamb gets it over to, and that's it. That's the end of your third. You got your Lady Wildcat 57. Your Lady Wildcat 34. We're going to take a break. Come back to you.
B&K Buy-Ride and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Amonet has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonet at 606-688-0913.
Here we are, folks, back at you at the beginning of the fourth quarter. It looks like your Lady Bobcats are going to get the ball this time. Ball inbounded to McClellan. McClellan passes into Pearl. She turns, tries to drive, gets it back to McClellan, gets it to Bilber, Bilber to Buck, Buck back to McClellan. McClellan takes it down, hands it off to Pearl. McClellan got it up top, penetrates over on the right side, hands it off to Buck. Buck gets it back to McClellan. McClellan's going to set it up again, takes it back over on the left. Underneath to Preachit. Preachit to Pearl. Oh, she misses it. Going to be rebounded by West. West gets it to Lamb. Almost knocked away by Preachit. Lamb gets it down to Brown. Underneath to West. She's wide open. Nobody there. We've got McClellan with it, and there's going to be a foul against either number 3 or 12. Goes against number 3, Baltimore. That's her fourth. Pass underneath to Pearl. She just lays it in. Pass up to Brown. Brown gets it back to Baltimore. Baltimore back to Brown. Underneath to West. She turns, shoots. Nothing there. Pearl's got the rebound. Going to push it down. It's going to be a 2-on-1 here. Gives it to Big Mac. Oh! It rolls underneath the rim. Gets it back out to Bucko. She's wide open for 3. She misses. Rebound on the floor and she scores. We'll get it down in the corner to Brown. Brown brings it back up top to Baltimore. Baltimore to Lamb up top. She gets it over on the left side. Pass in. Lamb gets it back to West. She shoots. It's in there. Buck's got the ball. Buck passes all the way down to Pearl on the left side. Our right side gets it up top to McClellan. McClellan passes out to Buck for a 3. Count it. Lamb's got the ball, gets it inbounded to Baltimore. Baltimore, she's going to take it down, gets it across the half-court line finally. Ends it off to Parker, or Brown. Brown passes inside to West. West passes out to Parker for a 3. Nope, that was short. Oh, that's going to be picked up by Brown, but she goes to shoot and Preachit blocks it. Oh, they're going to call Preachit for a foul. Oh, I got her only for 3. Look.
Did it call it?
Third.
Okay, my bad.
We just got 3 on her. Ball inbounded to Lamb, up top to Brown, out of bounds on Brown. Going to go to you, Lady Bobcat.
Y'all got a shot going on right now, I just blame.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
McClellan's got it up top. Gets it over on the left side to Pearl. Hands it back to McClellan. McClellan penetrates down. She gets it out to Pearl. Pearl's going to bring it up. Gets it up top to Preachett. Preachett's going to drive it down. She's going to take it in. Score! Baltimore's got the ball. Oh, it's just away by Pearl. Pearl's going to run it all the way down. In there. Lamb's got the ball. Gets it back to Baltimore. Oh, Big Mac knocks it away. But it's out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Wildcats.
4:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Lady Wildcats up 68-43.
I believe that's 25 points, folks. Liam's got it up top. She's going to take it down, pulls up a little jumper outside the hot spot. It's in there. Pass all the way down to Pearl. Pearl underneath to Big Mac, and she's going to be fouled from behind by Baltimore. She just fouled out, folks. First fouled up by McClellan is good. Thank you. What?
Yes,
I need no. Gotcha.
That
one's good. Sorry, Greg Hill was talking to me. Ray's got the ball, passes down to Parker. Parker's going to try to get it inside, but it's knocked away. But Lamb saves it, gets it back to Ray. Ray passes over to Brown. Out of bounds. On your Lady Wildcats. It's going to come back to your Lady Bobcats. I mean, I'm just telling you, I think we've got a team that's almost unstoppable to beat this year. I'm excited to see Mark roll around. McClellan's going to try to get it under baseline. There's going to be a block there.
Is it on 21? Nope.
Actually, they called that for an illegal block. Liam's got the ball. Trying to get it in. Finally gets it in to Ray. Ray's going to run it down. Ray gets it up top to Lamb. Lamb hands it back to Ray. Ray gets it over to Parker on the left side. Over to Brown. She's going to shoot from the free throw line. It's in there. She's got a high arc shot, doesn't she? McClellan gets it all the way down to Buck. She's too far underneath. Gets it down to Brown. Brown gets it up top to Lamb. Lamb gets it in to West. West turns to you. Nope. Rebound, Bilbrey. Bilbrey's going to pass it long down to Pearl. Oh! Pearl's trying to get it to Buck, but Lamb's intercepts that. Gets it down to West. West gets it to Brown. She's going to pull up another little jumper. It's in there. Bilbrey gets the ball to McClellan. She's got it at the top of the key. She gets it over to Preachett on the left side. Preachett gets it to Bilbrey. Bilbrey up pops the Buck for a three. Looks good.
Yeah.
Ray gets it down to West. He shoots nothing there. Pearl gets the rebound. Pearl brings it down. Penetrates all the way down on the left side. Up top to Buck for another three. Looks good from here. Oh, a little short. Hits the turn of the round. But Pearl gets the rebound. Up top to Preachett for a three. That one misses. But Bilbrey's open. She shoots and nothing. But she's going to be fouled by West. She just fouled out of the game. Going to be her fifth, we think. Yep. We've got Alana Bilbrey at the line to shoot two. 2:28 left in the ball game. Your Lady Ball catch up 73-49. First shot up by Bilbrey. That one's off. Hammock's in. Brown's in. Martin's in. We've got Buck, Preachett, and Pearl going to sit down. Bilbrey's at the line. She's going to shoot again. Shot up. Can't hold. Melton's got the ball. Got it up top. He passes down to Parker. Parker penetrates down on the right side, brings it back up, throws it up to Hammock. Hammock passes inside to Rogers, and she loses it off her foot. McClellan's got it. She's going to bring it up top. She gets to Bilbrey over to Gracie Martin on the right side. Back up top to McClellan. McClellan drives in. It's in there. We got Melton with it up top. She passes all the way across to Rogers. Rogers is going to take it in. Rogers is a tall girl. That's going to be swatted away by Hammock. Hammock gets it to McClellan. She's going to drive in, pass underneath to Brown in there. All right, we've got Andrea Beatty and Liz Logan coming in for Alana Bilbrey and McClellan. These girls, the starters are out. Let me tell you, they have played a starter game tonight.
Sure have, Jelaine.
Melton's got the ball up top. She can't stretch over on the left. She's going to get it over to Savage. A pass inside to Rogers. She shoots. Nothing there. It's going to be a 5-4 for Gracie Martin. You know it. Her little Gracie, she comes away with it.
I think she's just fouled, wasn't she?
Yeah. That's going to be a foul against 32 Hammock. That's going to be her first. Martin's at the line to shoot. Two. One. So that's good. She got a pretty shot. You're going to get another one. Shot up. Good. Melton's got the ball. Takes it over on the left side. She gets it over to Savage. Savage gets it back to Rogers. Rogers gets it to Parker. Parker passes down to Rogers. She's guarded by Bilbrey. That foul goes against Liz Logan, her first. First shot at Rogers, no good. Minute, 5 seconds left in the ballgame, folks. Lady Bobcats 80, your Lady Wildcats 49. Second shot by Rogers, it's good. Martin's going to bring it down. He takes it right in, passes out to Beatty. Beatty gets it up top to Hammock. Hammock gets it to Martin. 50 seconds left. Martin drives all the way in. Rebound by Parker. Logan's fighting for it. Parker comes away with it. She passes it over to Savage. And Melton drives in. Lays it in there. Melton truck. Martin's got the ball. Passes all the way down to Hammock. She's going to be fouled by 32, Hammock. So our Hammock will go to the line to shoot two. That's two against Hammock. 20 seconds left. Hammock's first shot up. Nope, off the front of the rim. Get one more. Second one. In there. Melton's got the ball. Runs it down. Gets it over to Savage. Savage passes all the way across to Parker. Parker back to Melton. Savage, Parker, 3, in and out. Rebound by Rogers.
Ball game.
Okay, folks, that's the end of the game. You Lady Wildcats 81, you Lady Wildcats 52. We're going to take a break. We'll get back, please.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Breuer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breuer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breuer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
Welcome back, folks. Here we are at the Livingston Academy Gym here where your Lady Bobcats have just defeated your Lady Wildcats with a score of 81-52. that's going to turn it over to Johnny, where he can give you some lowdown on the scoring.
All right. For the Lady Wildcats, the scoring is like this tonight. You had Brady Melton with 2, Kelsey Ray with 6, Carson Hammock with 2, Amy Rogers with 1, Michaela Brown with 9, Katie West with 13, Keely Lamb with 13, Leah Parker with 3, total 52. The 6 County Lady Bobcats, Tristan McFarland with 17, Courtney Pritchard with 19, Abby Buck with 9, Jennifer with 20, Lana Bibber with 1, Elizabeth Brown with 4, Lacey Martin with 4, Savannah Hammock with 7, for total 81. Boy, did the Lady Bobcats ever win on this one. 81-52, beating the Lady Wildcats here at Livingston Academy, at Livingston Academy. What a game this one was. And I'm going to say one more time, Delaney. You said you know that there's going to be a fast-paced game, and was it ever a fast-paced game?
Yes, it was, Johnny. It was fast-paced. Hold on just a minute.
We're getting ready. The boys is the second game with us tonight.
Okay.
As both teams are out of warming up, and about 13 minutes to game time. We'll take a break. Be right back.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, folks. Here we are at the Livingston Academy Gym, where your Lady Bobcats again just defeated the Lady Wildcats with a score of 81-52. Johnny and I talked, they're going to have to come back out and just keep taking it to them to keep this lead, and they did just exactly that. Their scoring was just, they scored 28 points from the first to the second, 16 points from the second to the third, and 24 points from the third to the fourth. Lady Wildcats, they scored 13, and then 15 and 13. So we just took it in there. They rebounded great. Their defense was amazing. They just played an all-around really good game. The fouls on the Lady Wildcats, the first half, they had 11 fouls. Second half, they had 8. Your Lady Bobcats, the first half, they had 8. In the second half, they only had 5. So their fouls, they only had 13 fouls total, with the Lady Wildcats having 19. So they did. They played really well on their foul.
And Lady Bobcats was good to connect on those free throws and score buckets, and what a lead that they have. I mistakenly left off J.C. Baltimore on the scoring. She had a three-pointer there, so she had 3 points in the game on the girls, and I left that out, so I want to go ahead and correct that. When the fellow Wildcats came to Pickett County in the first matchup of the season, the Bobcats beat them 78-42, I'm thinking, Delaney. And I don't think they had any players. I don't think Livingston Academy had any players in double digits that night. We had John Michael Furrow with 23, Dawson Abbott with 25, Brian Gibson with 13, and the score just goes on and on. We had all those players in double digits, and you know, with a lead like that, beating them like that, hopefully we can come down here and do it again here tonight.
Right, I agree. You know, you play teams. For instance, when we played them before, I like to say you like to base it on how they played in the past. But if we did that, we'd have to look back at how the Lady Wildcats played when we played them at home.
That's right.
They played whether we either wasn't on and they were, or vice versa.
Yeah.
But, you know, we only beat them by 1 point. We've come down here, you know, beating them like this at home.
Yep.
So they're not easy, you know. I'd like to think that if our girls, if they just, every game I watch them, I'm just amazed by how good that each player that goes out there plays. You know, we give credit to Coach Smith, but he won't take any of the credit. It's just, we've got girls that love to play. They've got a ball in their hand all the time.
So I'm going to go back to what we had said sometime earlier, you know, and I remember Coach Smith, and he'd be interviewed, you know, during the games and when the Lady Bobcats wasn't winning, and he said, we just don't know how to win. He said, once we figure out how to win a game, he said, we're going to start winning. And, you know, he was right on that. I mean, you know, they come along, you know, and they started winning the game, you know, and winning a game, and now look at them tonight.
Yes, yes. And, you know, in the past, we've seen them win a game and not win another one 5 times or whatever, and then come back. They've not lost a game. The Lady Bobcats have not lost a game since we played,
Daniel Boone was out there.
And we really feel it was because we played two games that day, and they were just exhausted. But we know for a fact if we'd have played the other Daniel Boone, the one team first, that we'd have come home with both wins. And that would have been back in November the 21st is when we were in this tournament. So we've not lost a game since then.
You know,
Lady Wildcats, Lady Bobcats.
We'll see how this L.A. Team has improved since the first matchup of the Bobcats. See, you know, how much stronger they've got, how they do on their the percentage on their shooting, and see how this one comes out here tonight against the Bobcats.
Yes. Looking forward to it. Okay, folks, we're going to take us another break and get back with you.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center providing the best medical care for this area.